Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, joins us now to warn you about a few things, starting off with never sharing your six-digit verification code. We get these from time to time, and you got to be careful, don't you, Steve?
You do, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yes, if anybody asks you for your six-digit verification code, that's usually the tip-off to the rip-off. You should never give that information to anybody. That's part of the two-factor authentication, where you sign on an account and then they send you a six-digit code to confirm it's you. That's the only time you use it for. If somebody asks you for that account or that code, they're trying to break into your account. So that's only between you when you ask for the code and then you give it to that person who you've asked for. So if anybody comes out of the blue, Bob, and asks you for it, that means that they're trying to, you know, get into your account in some way and trying to hack you.
Let's talk about what happened to a Northside woman. This was an online romance scam. And is this something that you hear a lot about, or was this kind of a one-off?
Unfortunately, Bob, we're hearing a little bit more about that now, more romance scams, and because of the internet and everybody's shifted online after the pandemic, so have the scammers. And we had a recent woman in Northside that actually lost $100,000. She was striking up a courtship with a friend who thought and wanted to marry and date and all that. And unfortunately, he took advantage of her, saying that, you know, he was on the phone with her and there was a loud explosion. And some equipment blown up, and I need to fix this equipment. And you need to, could you help me and send me some money? I'll pay you back. And that's the tip off to rip off, Bob. If anybody's those romance scams, if anybody asks for money, you never met them, or they can't meet you for some reason, that's the sign that it is a scam, and stay away from, especially sending money to somebody you don't know.
With all of the news about the financial markets lately, there are scammers taking advantage of this. Are they trying to get people to invest in various things? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, all these fake promises, Bob. Nobody can promise you that you can get earnings, you know, percent or how much you're going to make. Investments are obviously, you know, each one is different. And no, if anybody promises you great returns, that's usually a sign, Bob, that something's wrong and that it's a miss and they're trying to take advantage of you in a situation. So we're seeing investments for all types, cryptocurrency, online, everything, and they use, you know, celebrities to make it look like it's authentic, and sometimes it's not them, and sometimes it's AI. But again, the key, Bob, is somebody promises you great returns for little or no time or things like that. Nobody can promise you on that. That's an investment fraud, and you stay away from them as fast as you can.
You got to verify investment claims on your own, don't you?
You do. You have to invest in the claims itself and talk to information about the company itself and do some research. But anybody calling you out of the blue or saying they have this great stock tip and you'll guarantee 7%, 20%, nobody can do that. And stay away from those investment scams.
Well, we sent you a copy of a letter that a lot of people get that asks, well, there's a phone number you're supposed to call, and there's actually a listing of accounts you may have. And according to the letter, you have to respond immediately, or interest accrues on your unsecured credit balances. Is this just an offer for a loan?
It is an offer for a loan or some type of other scam in itself. Basically, I saw the letter that you provided me. Thank you for sending it. They use well-known banks on top that you may have a balance of excess of $50,000. They want you to act on it and call them. And if you look at the small print, it basically says, we're not a lender. We're not a credit agency. We just want to help you. And it's usually soliciting a loan, but they kind of scare you in that letter. Because you're saying that your program is an example that $50,000 is due on your account. And if you fail to respond, they say there that likely to interest will be occurring and that you will, the penalties may be coming next. So they kind of put the fear in you, Bob, on something like that. It's basically some type of it's a loan offer they want you to call up. And sometimes they may be scammers just trying to get your identity too, Bob, saying, okay, we'll give you a loan, but we need your social security number. We need your mother's maiden name, your bank account, and things of that nature. You got to check these offers out, and especially when they promise saying that you owe a lot of money. Usually it's about to rip off.
they just want to help, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as you point out from time to time, whenever there is a deadline in one of these messages, in this particular letter, it was you have a certain amount of days, or else your credit, the right. interest goes up. You got to always be wary when they give you that you must act now line, right?
Right. They want to put the fear into you. Something's going to happen if you don't do it. So you don't think about it. You don't talk to anybody about it. Again, if they want you to do it quickly, that's a sign of a scam in itself. The only thing we do in 30 minutes, Bob, is buy a pizza. Everything else, do the research on them.
Do you still have the free webcam cover offer going, Steve?
We do. For WGN listeners, we do have the free webcam cover. Just email us at the Better Business Bureau. Go to our website, bbu.org/Chicago Buzz. Because of a great relationship with WGN Radio, we're offering these free webcam covers. You put it on your computer. You slide it back and forth when you use your camera. Because you know scammers, they do get in your system, they have access to your camera, and you know how to shut the light off, so you don't even know that they actually have access to your camera. So it's safe to have these covers on at all times, and when you need the camera, you just slide it easily over. So please just reach out to the Better Business Bureau, say you heard it on WGN Radio, and we'll give you a free webcam cover courtesy of the Better Business Bureau.
Steve Burness, appreciate that. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob.